Imagine you woke up this morning and your business just vanished. Welcome to Survival Mode, a podcast that explores how entrepreneurs handle hard decisions in times of crisis. I'm Matthias, and together with Digital Switzerland, we explore what it means to have a hard pivot, go through rapid scaling, or put your startup into hibernation mode. I'm here today with Victor Calabro, the founder of Kupel. Kupel is a Swiss startup that provides the biggest platform for flexible staffing in Europe. So in short, it helps companies to find temporary employees in a fast and easy way. And today we will discuss what happens if you mix a crisis like Corona with a business that is strongly focused on events and gastronomy, and how to walk away with a smile on your face after all.
So Victor, it's such a pleasure to have you on your on our first podcast, I would say.
Okay, pleasure is on my side. Happy to be here.
As we all know, we're a little bit forced to sit at home in times of need. So Corona, I think it's something that struck us all quite brief. And what we want to know and what we want to know from you is, how did it affect you and your business and your daily life as well, in a way?
Well, the hit was quite strong on our side. We mostly work with companies in hospitality, in events and promotion, at the airport. All of this business suddenly disappeared, just basically from 100 to zero. There is nothing left at the moment. Most of these companies are closed or cannot even work, like the restaurants or hotels. So that means that we had to kind of reinvent our turnover. And in our case, it was a huge part, way over half of our turnover that just disappeared overnight. So we had to reinvent the way we approach the market. We had to think about how and where our business can generate the right value at the moment in such environments. And I think we were fast enough and lucky enough to find quite interesting fields like the food retail space, logistics, e-commerce. We are working now in an agricultural sector where fruit pickers are in urgent need. So we just really strategically elaborated fields of interest and then actively turned the whole team towards these new areas and just reached out and built our offering for these sectors.
Amazing. So to understand that right, since I have a little bit of background information, but
sure.
Basically all of your business, I mean events, it's all gone, and you still survive. How is that possible?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it was just a really strong team reaction. And on top of that, just imagine having to go into home office from one day to the next. And we were kind of lucky and really well prepared because we're just already fully in the cloud. So that was a quick change, but still you need to coordinate your teams towards a completely new goal. You need to change their targets. You need to change the sectors they're working in. So if you imagine you're an account manager working with hotels, and now suddenly you need to reach out to logistics and to e-commerce, where you need to build up your skill level. You need to understand who are your targets, how you approach them, all this learning curve. That was just really an amazing team effort that was done there. But yeah, it's definitely, and it was not, and it's still not easy, because all the sectors that were impacted so hard made up to 70% of our turnover. So it just disappeared overnight. And we are currently just really fighting week for week in order to close the gap, which worked out quite well so far. But yeah, there is zero visibility for the future. So all the businesses out there, even if they collaborate with us, don't know what's happening. So they basically order week by week. So we don't know if our business will be 95% down in 3 weeks' time, or it will be minus 10, or it will be zero. Of course, we'll try our best to close the gap, but it's just really driving in the dark without light.
Incredible. I mean, I can imagine. So what I think is unique or interesting with Coupel and with what you guys doing in the area you're working with. So you make it happen to have a super scalable business model, which you can scale up and scale down really, really fast. I mean, that's kind of what you offer your customers as well. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, I think it's really good that we use our own system, as we were able to quickly change the dynamics, the skill set, the number of people we need and we employ based on the requirements, which means that if we look at customer care, one of the areas which of course was impacted, a number of customers calling in and the workers which we call Couplers has changed as well. In some cases it's changed in terms of way more, because a lot of the workers didn't know what will happen. Will they have a job still? Will we be able to pay them? So we had huge spikes in requests while having no jobs, which means that's even worse. You have no money to pay for it, but you still want to give a good service to all your community. So you have to pick all these phones to make this work. So we were able to scale our customer care quickly up and then scale down once the majority of the requests has been out. And we are able to scale up and down in this area up to 10 to 20 FTEs within a few days time. So we can just bring them to work or not. We can do that across different countries. So we operate in Switzerland, in the UK and in Netherlands. So we can offer a round-the-clock service in across three locations. And with our tools and our services, so we are always here for our customers, no matter where they are and how they work.
I wish you guys were around when I was trying to rebook my flight from South Africa, because it was such a mess. Like I didn't get any answer. I was like, I knew it was canceled, but no one reached out to me.
No, that's exactly the point. I think that's where a lot of companies and even the big companies struggle in order to scale where they need to scale. You can see this in the food retail space right now. There is just the waiting time is just huge. Nobody wants to wait weeks for my bread. So why should I order my bread 2 weeks in advance? But that's reality. That means these companies are not ready for big scaling, and I don't blame them. So the spike is really huge. In some cases, it's 5x, 10x the volume they had before. But there are ways to manage that and to be flexible about that. And most of our customers, where we are working intensively to support them, have just really made things happen very, very quickly, and were able to not even hold what they have, to expand that in some cases we worked with retailers that even opened new shops during that time, and all with our support and speed.
I mean, that's fascinating crisis as well, and especially in times of Corona, I would say that for some it's a full default, so it's going from 100 to zero as in events, and for other ones it's a full scale up. Where you said food retail is online food retail is growing massively. And I guess that is exactly where you could help, right?
Absolutely. We can really make things happen quickly. We even have a few companies and really startups which say, hey, this is an opportunity. I could build up an e-commerce shop around a specific topic and scale that very quickly. And if I need people that do the delivery, if I need somebody that does the packaging, no problem. Coupel can always bring the right people at the right time. So building up a shop like this has become really, really easy. And we can make this happen together with these guys. And so within just a few days, shop and the whole delivery chain was up and running, which is really speaking for the innovation and the speed of our ecosystem, which I'm really proud of.
So what I think is fascinating about your case is basically you're preaching, or your business model is new work and flexible working. And this impact hit you both. So you kind of show it yourself, and you provide it for other people as well. Fascinating.
Yeah, in some cases, it's really hard for us. As you mentioned, a lot of turnover just disappeared. But on the other hand, people really now start to understand what we are talking about. Because most of them say, oh, no, you know, I'm going to hire a few more people. I'm going to have a very stable business. Of course, maybe you have a stable business. But things change. And things can change very, very quickly and very, very drastically. Not only in Corona times, but as well, if you will see now the shift from stationary retail to online retail, this will not go away, or at least some of it will not go away. That means you better start to think about how you can build up your online model based on what you do. And that will require new people, that will require same-day delivery, that will require quick scale-up in different areas. And that's exactly where we can play our USPs really, really well.
Perfect. So one quick question to you is, I mean, you've proven it quite good, and we talked about it earlier. How is it possible to pivot so fast, or to reshape so fast? What are advices or measurements you take that this is possible?
Well, first of all, I think you need an incredible team, and we are really lucky to have built such a team which is agile enough to change the job they are doing within a day or two. So we really had people turning around 360 in 1 or 2 days, and that's just amazing, and that's not possible everywhere, and I believe that, but it takes courage. Because you don't know exactly what will happen. You just try something, and in some cases it will work. In some others, you will waste your time. But it's really a try and succeed, or try and fail approach, which we are used to go through. That's how we operate our business in product development. That's how we operate our business in trying out new opportunities. Say, okay, let's not talk about it for the next 3 months. Let's just do it. And let's find out how it works. Let's improve it over time. And let's quickly kill it if it does just not work. And we have gone through thousands of different tests just in the last few weeks in order to find areas where we can grow and areas where we can close the gap in our turnover and just support our customers in the best possible way. And that's what I think every company should do, no matter if corporate or startup. They need to iterate very, very quickly. They need to be out. They need to understand opportunities and then be able to cater to them within days and just test it out. I think many, many companies just lose the opportunity right now to change structures and to try things out.
Yeah, I agree. So if you look a little bit of beyond or past Corona doesn't make sense since I don't think it goes away, but so beyond Corona, what do you think this crisis or this impact has for your company or for us, the world, in a long time perspective?
Well, I think, first of all, it's the experience that things don't stay like they are forever. And what I really believe is that this whole thing is speeding up digital massively. So it's really the driver number one, especially in Switzerland, where some of the players are reluctant to really move on and to move quickly. I think during these weeks, they totally understood why the investment in digital was worth it, and maybe why they should have invested way more. And for us, this is a good thing because we are a digital player. We digitalize the whole value chain of flexible work, of recruitment, and bringing people to work, the workforce management. So we believe that that these players will now understand that they need to start to think about digitalizing this area as well, and build up something that is sustainable, so that when the next wave will hit them, no matter if it's a wave that will bring a lot of new business or a wave that will take a lot of new business away, that they are ready to manage their workforce in a proper way. So I think in the long term, this is positive. Right now, it's a hard fight. And every day we get up as a team and we fight in order to just survive and make things happen and to close the gap. So yeah, it's hard, but I think it's really fun at the same time, because it just reminds me of the start, where every single day was a fight for survival. You just got up, you had to find your next customers for your next week of salaries to pay. You had to very wisely invest your money. No Swiss francs can be wasted. That's all back to this startup attitude and to just make things happen in the best possible way. So it's a hard but fun time, and that's where we can make a difference as a startup community and as an innovator.
Wow, I couldn't have put that better. Thank you so much. One last question or one last thing. If you could wish for something, or if you would, what would you, for Switzerland, for the startup world in general, what would you hope for, or what do you think we need to do or should do as a...
Well, I really hope for everybody that we will get back to normal very, very quickly, because the impact on the economical side and the lives that now are just going away is just not a fun thing. So we are talking about business, but there is a huge impact worldwide that is happening right now. So hopefully we'll go back to business, and hopefully we'll quickly note down the learnings and the action points we'll start to implement as soon as possible. And that's where my hope for Switzerland, especially, which could now take this as a very nice starting point to really become digital. And that's where Digital Switzerland can really help the nation and lead the way. And I'm really happy that we had this discussion today.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Victor. Thanks.
Thank you.